command of God, right? Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. This is real simple. This is real easy. You know, God gave us 10 holy suggestions. God gave us 10 commandments, and this is one of them. What does he say? Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Do you realize, and it's amazing, and we all know this because I've taught it, but for those of you who are out there on the internet, maybe you didn't know this. That is the only commandment of the Ten Commandments that actually has a promise attached to it. Honor your mother and your father, that it may go well with you, that you may be prolonged your days in the land that the Lord your God will give you. So if you want to live a long, good life, what do you need to do? Honor your father and your mother. Well, you know, but Pastor, we're not an Old Testament church. Duh! Yes, we are. Where do you think the New Testament comes from? It's amazing to me when people say that. It's like, but we're under Christ. Yeah, and Christ was under the law. He wasn't above it. He is the law. My heavens. I think it's funny because when I look at this and I think, you know, Mom, oh, man, how many of you, and this is a sorry thing, and I don't want you to raise hands because I don't want to intimidate anybody, and I don't want you folks to be intimidated out there either, but how many of us had awesome moms growing up, okay? My mom used to beat my butt, and that was not a joke. You know, my mom had a board of correction, and it was literally a board. Today, you know, that's child abuse. No, it wasn't. I got a spanking, okay? I didn't get beat up that I was bruised and had broken bones. The only thing that got bruised was my ego, okay? I believe the adage, children have a reset button, and it's right around here somewhere. I'll find it. And... but come on, people, it's called common sense. And man, my mom had a lot of common sense. I'm telling you right now, common sense to the bone. And I can remember that lady giving and giving and giving. I mean, you know, I can remember growing up as a kid. Yeah, I'm going to tell stories here for just a little bit because I want you to be able to relate, because I know many of you can. I can remember it would be supper time, and we'd be sitting there, and you know, my sister and I and my dad would be there, and there was enough food. We never really realized that there was enough food for the three of us, and you know, Mom just didn't eat. Well, I'm trying to lose a few pounds. Mom was never fat until she became a grandma. Then she kind of blew up a little bit. You know, that's ego. You know, women's, when you get to be a grandma, your ego can get a little bigger, right? We used to pick on her about it. But it was amazing because Mom was the one who sacrificed, okay? There was three pieces of pie, and there's four of us. This was before my siblings came along. You know, I was the second in the line of five, and... it was amazing because all of a sudden, you know, Mom just really didn't care for peach pie. Okay? You know, you think about these things, especially once you get older, and you remember, wow, you know, I always had clean clothes to wear, you know. There was always a warm meal, and when I wasn't feeling good, you know, Mom was there. And we just kind of wonder, you know, that stuff just happens, right, ladies? Just happens, you know. I was watching a illustration yesterday about Mother's Day, and I was laughing so hard because it was a video of a mom, and she says, "Oh yes, you know, I have all the time in the world. My children never bother me. You know, Oh, I don't even have to tell them to clean their room. They just do it all on their own. You know, and just all these different things. And I started thinking about just what our moms do for us. And I know for some folks out there, and I know, you know, some moms just weren't the best. And for those of you, I pray that you can remember, this is something that the Lord taught me a long time ago, and I hold to it. Your parents truly are the best that God can give you because that's what He had to work with, okay? You just have to determine if what they're showing you is a good example or a bad example and learn from it. I know that may sound harsh, but hey, I'm going to tell you right now, my mom had bad days too, okay? My mom had bad days too, and she would say some things that hurt. We've all been there, I'm sure. But the days that she loved me, I like to look at as overshadowing all those days where she had a bad day. Because let's face it, folks, some of those bad days, I made them happen. Amen? So when I think back on mom and honoring mom and what God is talking about here, he's literally commanding us that we should remember. We should remember that our life, our physical life, is owed to these ladies and to this man, you know. And we're gonna look at Father's Day in a different way here in just a month. And you and I need to pay a little bit more attention, because oftentimes once we get to be my age, it's too late because mom is gone. But then all we can do is remember. I want you to remember one thing, and I really do want you all to remember this, everybody out there. You know, there are only some things that you can take with you when you go to heaven, and they are the non-tangibles, okay? If it's of this physical world, it stays here to be burnt up. But it's the intangibles, the things you can't contain, the things you can't carry. But guess what? God can. God can pick up the love. God can pick up the tears. You know, in fact, the scripture says God collects tears in jars. He collects not only sad tears, but happy tears. How many happy tears have you ever shed for your mom? I shed more of them now than I did when she was alive. Because I laugh and the tears just start rolling down my face as I think of mom burning the pot pie on the stove because she was watching some TV program, yet she knew we were all coming home that day for pot, because she advertised to the whole family, I'm making chicken pot pie, you come home. And we get there and there's a Stouffer's, you know, aluminum tray meal coming out of the oven because mom burnt the pot pie. Couldn't you save any of it, mom? Oh, it was nasty. You'll cherish those things. That's what honoring a mother is about. And while they're here, you know, you young people out there and your moms are still here, don't take advantage of those ladies. They love you so much, they're just going to keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving until it hurts. And guess what? You're hurting them. But they love you so much, they're going to hurt for you because they don't want you to hurt. And we need to remember that, okay? Now, for some of us, you know, it's tough because, you know, mom's not there for me. Because spiritually, emotionally, there may be other things going on. And in those cases, then we need to be there for them, because that's honoring your mother and your father also. Because we need to remember, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, especially if our parents aren't, and I'm going to tell you all right now, when I first became a pastor, my mother was not in Christ. My mom came to Christ after her son became a preacher. My wife's mom gave her life to Christ on her deathbed. Now, was Betty a Christian beforehand? I think so. She was simply confirming it to this old boy so I could convey it to her family, because they all wondered. We all did. How many of us wonder whether our moms were saved? You know, remember this, and I'll say this. Be grateful for the grace of God. He judges, not us. So don't judge their salvation. Thank God for their life and give Him glory for that life. And if by His grace they've made it, when you get there, you'll get to hug their neck again. Amen. And guess what? They won't be that old woman that you left off with. They'll be a young 33 forever. And what a day that'll be. Because I cannot wait to see my mom when she was 33. I can remember my mom being 33. I know you all think I'm crazy. But I can remember being 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. In fact, I can remember being 3 years old. That's my earliest memories, 3 years old. And so, yeah, I can remember my mom being 23. I can remember my mom being 74. It's amazing how time changes a person. Each and every one of us changes. And God tells us that as we are changing, look at your mom, look at your dad, honor them. Because as they grew up, they were young men, young women, and they grew up, they come up through. How many of us know that mom and dad had it all right when they were in their 20s? They knew everything, right? No, when they were in their 20s and we were young people, we thought they were the stupidest people on the planet. They don't know anything. How many of us literally thought, now, again, you know, most of us, we were just tiny, tiny, tiny when our parents were 20. It was more like when they were in their 30s, right? Because that's when we became almost teenagers and we knew it all. How many of us are in our 20s, and we're starting to realize, mom and dad have a little bit of intelligence after all. Wait till you get to be 40. You're going to say, oh my God, they were wisdom on feet. It's amazing how it happens. So remember, and honor mom with your life, with your love, with your words, with your thoughts. And if you have the opportunity, call her today or go hug her neck. Because the day will come, as it does for many of us, that you won't be able to. Do that. And don't just do it on this day, but do it on every day that you can. Because it falls short. And one day, mom won't be here. And I think it's neat because I get to look out and I see a mom and a daughter sitting right here. And for a lot of us, that can't be. But for some of us, it can. Take advantage. Amber. Take advantage. She's looking at her Bible, folks. She's reading her Bible. That's an awesome thing, isn't it? She's in church reading her Bible. Give her a hand. I just made her so red. Oh, my heavens. She says, I'm never coming back. You did that to me. I love it. You catch when the preacher catches you reading the Bible in church. Woo-hoo-hoo. Isn't that awesome? But brothers and sisters, it doesn't end there. God doesn't just tell us to honor them and give us this command. Jesus, remember what I said. Jesus takes the Old Testament and he brings it into reality. He defines it to us. And I want us to look at what Jesus had to say about this. Did you know he talked about this? This is an amazing thing. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 10. The book of Mark, chapter 10. Because you see, God understands how important mom is in our lives. And when we begin to put together the Old Testament and bring into it the New Testament and the things that, that Jesus Christ uses to underline the Old Testament and what's going on in the church, because again, this is Mother's Day in the body of Christ. That's the title of this sermon. I just gave you Mother's Day. Honor your mother, and that's God's command. But what does that mean in the church today? How do we love God, love others, and go with this message? Well, it's right here. Jesus is telling us from verse 29. I want you to go to verse 29 in Mark chapter 10, okay? And look where Jesus begins, because we're not going to just end here. We're going to look at this because Jesus opens the door. He says, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come," what? "Eternal life." Did you see what he just did? He tied mothers. He tied mothers into eternal life. But not only mothers, all this other stuff as well. Now, guys, I have something here I want you to look at. He tells us that we may leave fathers, but does he say he will give us other fathers? No. Because he says we have but one Father, and that is the Father in heaven. It's understanding that, okay? He knows we have an earthly Father, but he'll not give you other fathers because we have one heavenly Father. But what he does say is, guys, gals, he will give us other mothers. Well, how does that work? You know, what does that do for the church? Oh, my heavens, that opens up a door, doesn't it? Where can we go with this? Boy, we can run amok with it. But God doesn't want us to run amok. God wants us to have an idea. He's talking about heavenly principles here. All right? He wants us to understand that the body of Christ is to function like heaven, as heaven functions. Remember, we will not be given in marriage in heaven, correct? Does it say anything here about wives? No, it doesn't. Does it say anything in here about husbands? No, it doesn't. Because Jesus is showing us something that I want you all to understand. He's showing us how the body of Christ is supposed to operate in Christ, because it's a reflection of what it's going to look like in heaven. We need to understand this. Jesus opens the doors of heaven, the kingdom, to us. So in the kingdom, we're going to have other mothers. How does that work? Well, most of you here know me. How many of you remember Miss Arlene? Yeah, Dan and I, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to Dan and Gloria out there. And Miss Arlene, when I first came to Lebanon and became a pastor here, Miss Arlene was my secretary at the church. And she was this elderly lady and very prim, very proper, didn't speak at all. And I'm like, oh my Lord, how am I going to work with this woman? She doesn't talk. She just kind of sits there. And, you know, oh my heavens, how am I going to work with this lady? Well, over the weeks, and Miss Arlene and I used to laugh about this. She knew this, okay? I was very honest with her, and you'll get to know why here in just a minute. Over the weeks, months, and it led into about 2 years, we began to laugh together and talk, and it finally got to the point where I asked Miss Arlene, I said, "Miss Arlene, we need to pray for this church. Is it okay if you and I have a prayer time each week?" And she said, "Oh, Pastor, I would love that." So every Thursday, when we would go over the bulletin and the calendar, we would sit for a half hour, just Miss Arlene and I, and pray over the church. That's all we prayed over, was the church. Every person in the church and every ministry in the church. And that relationship grew and grew and grew. And finally, my mom passed. And I realized one day the role that that lady had taken in my life. She had become my spiritual mom. And when she died, it was like preaching my mom's funeral all over again. I mean, she literally became my mom. And I can't explain that, because it was in here. It was something in here that happened. That this woman nurtured me. She loved me. And it was awesome. What did it look like? How did it come into being? I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 5. Again, remember, Jesus opens the door. He tells us he's going to give us other mothers and sisters and brothers and farms and lands and all this other stuff. But I want us to look at this and look at the relationships, because this is the love God, love others, and go. Because when we love God, God gives us so much more. You know, Job lost everything, and God gave him 10 times more than what he had. He wants us to understand we may lose everything for the gospel, but we will gain tenfold what we have lost. And where does it come from? It comes right here. Look around you. What I'm going to show you is already here, and we're experiencing it. But do we need to take this out into the world? Yes, we do, because there are people that need to know mom loves them. And guess what? You may just be that mom. Let's read verses 1 and 2. Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him. What? As a father, to the younger men as brothers, to the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, all in purity. Do you understand that? This is the call of the church to love God, love others, and go. How are we to love others? I think it's amazing. You know, there's a lady right there. Boom. What do I call you? Yeah, I'm looking at you, Root. What do I call you? Not just Root. I call you sis. Isn't that what I call you? So when we look at this word, when we see what God is doing in our lives, in the life of the church, and where he is with all these other things, God wants us to view each and every one of these ladies, okay? My sis is right here. Like I said, I have one sis, and that was Tammy. Then I have a sissa, that's Carol. Then I have a sissy, and that's Gina. Each and every one of them had a different name, and they all knew it, right? And I met Root, and we started growing here, and I am telling you all right now, and I am not lying, you may ask my wife, that woman and my sister were cut from the same blooming mold. I mean it. She has no idea. She has no idea the things she will do and say. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's reincarnated. But God has made a very real thing in my life. Okay? I have a sister in Christ, and I treat her like my sister. I'm telling you right now, I say things to Root that I don't say to anybody else. Okay? Because she is my sister. And then there's the lady sitting right next to her. I'm telling on all of you today. No, she's not. Because Marion has become a spiritual mother in my life. Her spiritual maturity is that much higher than mine. Okay? You all need to hear me say this. I'm the pastor. But she has a level of wisdom and maturity. The water runs deep in the spiritual heart of Marion Hillwick. I can't sound the depths of her wisdom, love, and knowledge of God. But I long to, as my spiritual mom, okay? Then I see Miss Dottie. I'm just going to go around the room, okay? I see Miss Dottie. And she's that energetic, bubbly little, you know, she's my sissa. That's Gina. She's the youngest one. She's just like, it's like, yeah, yeah, 20 years ago, that was me too. And that's Miss Dottie in my life. She's just got that energy. She's got that zeal. She's got that want to go. Okay? And that's, I love that. Now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to pick on Sister Missy. Sister Missy. She's my sissy. Okay? She's Carol in my life. Carol likes to have fun, but Carol has her opinion, and that's the way it's going to be. And it's like, oh my God, you gave me sisters. And here they are. And you gave me mothers. And I see you all. And it's amazing because I got to start making different ways of saying sis. Sis-I and sis-u. And because I got a whole lot more sisses in here. Okay? And I want you to hear something, you young ladies. You know, when Gina came along in my life, I thought that was so cool. I was going to have a baby sister. That's who you are, in all purity. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you guys, you girls, grow up. And if you happen to marry these men, they better treat you right. Because not, you know, it's funny. These girls don't have any brothers because Wayne and Dottie had only girls. But I'm telling you right now, they got a whole lot of brothers, and you are looking at them. And we aren't nice when you make bad things happen. Yeah, he thinks a hockey stick's going to But you're getting it. Do you see how this is connecting? Is it connecting to your spirit this day? God has showed us that as we love one another, oh my Lord, the family opens up. There's a world out there that needs to know the love of God. And are we willing to open ourselves up to that point to allow them to get to know us and for us to know them? Because in doing so, they get to meet Christ because he is in us. He's the one who makes this stuff happen. You know, there's a reason you folks love your pastor. All right, and it's not because I'm wealthy and I give you money. I may be rich, but I am wealthy. It's because I give you what's in here, and it's genuine. I want you to have it. I want you to know him, because he gave himself to me to give away. Love God. Love others. And go. That's the command of this church. It's who he's made us to be. Today is Mother's Day. Mom, thank you. All moms, thank you. Because your heart can melt hearts of stone. That's what we need in our world today. And the heart of God is that we would recognize all women as mothers and sisters and honor them in all purity, giving no harm, but putting all the protection we can out there to show them the love of God. You ladies need to know that's how much this guy loves you. You ladies need to know that's how much this guy loves you. And that goes out to every woman in this auditorium. and to every woman out there who's willing to allow this old boy in. I pray as you hear these videos, that's what you're hearing. There's nothing else. I don't want your money. I don't want anything. I want you to receive the one thing I have to give away. It's the only thing I have. It's worth anything. And that's the love of God in Jesus Christ, His Son, who gave everything to me, who gave everything to us. May we love God, love others, and go. Would you pray with me today? Father God, we thank you so much that you show us how this works from a command to a call to see those ladies in our world. And yes, Father, even the men as sisters, brothers, mothers. And by that, being able to pour out your love into this world, into the body of Christ, to grow the body of Christ for the purpose of your kingdom, that those who hear your word may seek you and find you and find eternity through that love. Father, bless this, our day. Bless our moms. Bless our sisters. Because, Lord God, we've only got a short time with them. And I pray that they understand that we do love them and how much we need them. Because they are our family. The family you've given us. A family that is stronger and has greater bonds than the bonds of blood. Because they are the bonds of love. In Christ Jesus. And the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.